This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing at least six Palestinians, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. The Israeli military also expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes in the tiny cramped enclave, including the Berej refugee camp in central Gaza, the southern city of Khan Yunis, and the southern town of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protesters briefly blocked entrance roads to airports in New York and Los Angeles on Wednesday. The pair of protests were the latest disruptive action meant to call attention to the victims of Israel's war to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza. 26 people were arrested in New York City. Protesters in Los Angeles dragged traffic cones, scooters, and other debris onto the highway to stymie traffic. A spokesperson for the LAPD said 35 people were arrested for rioting and one person was arrested for battery of a police officer. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As U.S. and Mexican officials set to meet Wednesday to discuss immigration and other issues, thousands of migrants from Central and South America are making their way through Mexico in a caravan heading to the United States. Veronica Villafañe narrates this report by Javier Higar in Mexico City.
The caravan set out on its journey north just days before a scheduled meeting between a high-level U.S. delegation and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to address the escalating flow of migrants in the region. According to Chiapas authorities, about 10,000 migrants, including children, are in the caravan. The migrants say they have no money to pay for visas or human traffickers, known as coyotes. Joining the caravan of migrants is Luis Villagrán, director of the nonprofit Center for Human Dignification.
We only ask for what is within the law, the delivery of documents to be in the country legally.
During Wednesday's meeting, U.S. officials are expected to urge Mexico to stop more migrants at its southern border with Guatemala, while López Obrador is expected to ask the U.S. to send more development aid to migrants' home countries. For Javier Egar in Mexico City, Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
Poland's political battle over state media continues as the president has filed a revised spending bill in defiance of the new pro-European Union government's goal of freeing the media from political control. President Andrzej Duda is an ally of the previous right-wing government. He has vetoed the new government's bill that provided millions of dollars for the public media. Now his proposed bill strips that funding out. Poland's state-owned media have become the first battleground between the coalition government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk and the conservative Law and Justice Party, which formerly held power. The work of the United Nations remained vital in 2023, a year that was marked by humanitarian crises fueled by conflicts, natural disasters, and the devastating effects of climate change. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
Speaking at COP28's World Climate Action Summit, Secretary General Antonio Guterres addressed business leaders directly and said,
"Your old roles is rapidly aging. Do not double down on an obsolete business model. Lead the transition to renewables using the resources you have available."
COP28 closed with an agreement that signals the beginning of the end of the fossil fuel era by laying the ground for a swift, just, and equitable transition underpinned by deep emissions cuts and scaled-up finance. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A Tokyo court has ruled that only the operator of the tsunami-wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant had to pay damages to dozens of evacuees, relieving the government of responsibility. Plaintiffs criticized the ruling as belittling their suffering and the severity of the disaster. The decision on Tuesday comes at a time Japan's government accelerates reactor restarts to maximize nuclear energy to meet decarbonization targets. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.